Welcome back to part three of Religion Matters, KFM's weekly religion reflection and social issues programme. This is Brendan. I'm with you for the next few minutes here on KFM. If you want to get in touch, religionmatterskfm@gmail.com. Now, we're all familiar with the story of Knock, that evening in 1879 when something extraordinary happened in a remote Irish village in the west of Ireland. And 15 local villagers saw a vision of the Virgin Mary, St. Joseph, St. John the Evangelist, the Lamb of God and a host of angels. And they stood there, they prayed in the pouring rain, and quite some time later, two official commissions of inquiry pronounced Knock as an official Marian shrine. And we know the history since then. There's been all sorts of transformations there. There's been a concrete basilica constructed, an airport runway built almost in the middle of the fields around the parish, and ambitious and simple aims. And all of that has been the subject, or is the subject, of a brand new film which opened in Irish cinemas last Friday. It's called Strange Occurrences in a Small Irish Village, and I'm delighted to be joined this morning by the director, Aoife Kelleher. Good morning, Aoife.
Good morning, Brenda. Thank you very much for having me.
Not at all, no problem. And congratulations on the opening of the film, opened, as I said, last Friday. Why did you decide to choose Knock as the subject matter for your latest documentary?
Well, I mean, I think that the story of Knock is a particularly fascinating one, you know. I mean, I think that the fact that 15 people from a tiny little village in the west of Ireland who, you know, were different ages, I mean, they ranged in age from 5 to 75, and who came from all different families and different sections of the village, converged on this one point at the gable end of the parish church, and, you know, described each of them in a way that tallied absolutely exactly, seeing this most elaborate vision. I think it's as a documentary maker, a story like that is absolutely fascinating, you know, and it felt like a really interesting prism through which to view, I suppose, broadly Catholicism in Ireland today.
And did you grow up familiar with Knock? Had you been to Knock as a child or as a teenager?
No, I'd never been to Knock at all before. Before I began researching the film, so you know, I'm from Dublin, and you know, my father was from Cork, so when we went on holidays, it was always to the south of Ireland. So, yeah. So I'd never really spent much time in Mayo, let alone in Knock. So it was an entirely new experience for me.
And when you started to research this, I mean, I don't know how much you would talk to colleagues or peers about kind of your plans for a new documentary, but did you come across anyone who was kind of a bit kind of sceptical? Or, I mean, you know, we've had an amount of kind of, sometimes there can be a kind of almost a snobbery or a sneeriness towards people who decide to kind of, that they, you know, that they believe and that they want to kind of go and on pilgrimage to a place like that. Did you come across much of that in your research, or as you were kind of announcing that this is what you were doing for your next film?
I mean, lots of people that I would have spoken to, you know, personally or in the media, would have had their own experiences of going to Knock as a child, you know, and actually everyone was very positive and very enthusiastic about it, and felt that it was a very interesting time in which to explore kind of issues like faith and religion in Ireland. So no, I didn't. I mean, I wouldn't have experienced any of that kind of negativity at all. No,
that's really interesting. Yeah, and as you started to research and as you started to put the strange occurrences together, what sort of stories began to emerge about Knock?
The intention really was to show, to tell the story, I suppose, of the village itself and the story behind the foundation of the shrine, but then also to talk about, you know, the people who live and work there, and also the people who come to visit the shrine and why. So, you know, people come for all kinds of different reasons. I mean, anecdotally, very early on in the research stage, I met a woman who comes to the shrine to ask for a husband. But, you know, the story that we would have told, you know, a lot of it would have been people in times of real desperation, whether it was, you know, in times of grief, having lost a partner or a spouse, or, you know, people as well who were in you know, experiencing kind of extraordinary illness. You know, we one of our contributors, Carmel Donlan, she'd been diagnosed with MS, and she was coming to Knock in search of a miracle. I mean, despite the fact that, you know, she would have had quite a complex relationship with faith, as would have been the case with a lot of people that we spoke to. You know, I mean, there's an awareness of the scandals and you know, the very kind of, you know, the what, you know, the extent of, I suppose, the tribulations through which the church has gone since the 90s, you know. So, so it's the complexity and the nuance there was interesting.
Yeah. Now, the title that you chose, Strange Occurrences in a Small Irish Village, has an interesting origin.
Yeah, so it comes from the newspaper coverage that the story of the apparition. So, the shrine and its story, I suppose, is you know, there would be an awareness of it all around the world, you know, and that was the case immediately, you know, from as soon as the word got around about the witnesses and what they claimed had taken place. We would have gone through a lot of the newspaper coverage at the time and that particular phrase, which I think, you know, it's got a huge amount of mystery to it, you know, and that came from some of the UK coverage. And some of the British newspapers would have been, you know, very cynical to the point, yeah, I suppose, of being snide about what they described in inverted commas as the miracles of Knock.
Yeah, and it's interesting that even back in 1879, a story like that was able to get out so quickly. I mean, you can imagine if something like that was to happen today, it'd be instantly on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, and it'd be all over the world. But it was amazing to think back that even in 1879, how quickly the story actually travelled.
Absolutely. I mean, you had newspapers from Chicago and Boston, and then, you know, from Britain as well, sending reporters to Mayo to cover what they were seeing there, and they described, you know, sick people kind of placing stones from the wall against the parts of their bodies that had ailments, you know. So it was, and that continued. I mean, newspapers continued to send reporters to Knock for months and months after the initial events.
Yeah, and do you think that there'll be an appetite for this movie to be shown in the UK, in America? I know this last year and this year we've had the first two ever international pilgrimages to Knock Shrine from Boston and from New York. And do you think there's would be an appetite for this movie to be shown in the UK or the USA? Have you plans?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we would very much hope so, and there's already been quite a lot of interest in the film from abroad, so we will hope that the film will screen in festivals around the world, and particularly, I suppose, in the UK and the US, where there's such large Irish communities there, and so much interest, I suppose, in the issues covered in the documentary.
Yeah. Now, you've, as well as covering, I suppose, the history and the people, you've covered the business of Knock Shrine, and it is a big business. It's an important business, and there's been huge developments there in the last number of years, and that forms part of your documentary as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, on kind of the micro and the macro level, I mean, you know, one of the stories that we would have covered is the story of eight siblings on Knock Main Street, each of whom owns a competing religious goods shop. You know, the Byrne family, each of the children were left a plot of land on which to build a shop by their father, you know, so they're all selling religious goods and competing against each other, which is absolutely extraordinary, you know. And then I suppose on a wider level, then you have, sort of the business of securing the future of the shrine, which is, I mean, you know, it's a very different kind of business, I suppose, but it's still about, you know, ensuring that you have enough interest in the shrine to support its continued existence, you know, and that's, I suppose, Father Richard Gibbons would be at the vanguard of that.
Yeah. Now, the movie opened last Friday in, I won't run through the full list here, but is there a place online where people can go to get the list of the cinemas which are showing the strange occurrences? I know there isn't one in Kildare, but there are a number in Dublin if people are interested. I think the Lighthouse Cinema is showing it, and the...
The IFI and the Lighthouse the IMC in Dunleary will be showing it in Dublin, but we've a full list of all of the cinemas that will be screening it. That's on the Strange Occurrences in a Small Irish Village Facebook page or on undergroundfilms.ie, so you can find the full list of cinemas that will be screening the film there.
Okay, well, listen, Director Aoife Kelleher, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and congratulations on the bringing the story of Knock to film for the year 2016 and beyond, and thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much, Brenda. Thanks for having me.